Kelly, it's great being part of the team at the moment. So the choice was a pretty easy one.
Oh, yes, definitely. No better place than to be amongst the Celtic Dragons, wearing green, you know, fantastic support system and an amazing green army behind us.
We spoke ahead of Netball Europe. How much did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed. So the involvement I had when I was playing, I really enjoyed it. But we did, as a team, as you know, didn't quite have the results we wanted. Lots of learning came out of that. And now we will use, obviously, this Celtic Dragons opportunity to put lots of our new learnings onto the court.
Did Scotland surprise you?
You know, you can't take any team lightly. You never know what you're going to come up against. I think it was more about our performance. We were just disappointed with the way that we performed on the court. But we are looking forward to meeting them again now in January.
But, I mean, Northern Ireland, that was just one of those games where it could have gone either way, and they obviously just nicked it by the single goal. Do you get off court and just think, I'm absolutely exhausted after that, but there was never a doubt that we all didn't give it 100%?
Yeah, you can never question our effort. I think it's, regardless of the result, we're always putting 100%. It's just whether we're putting 100% to all the applications and the game plan of which we, you know, went out to do. So it's for us now to be consistent and, yeah, not to be in a situation where we lose by 1 point and have what-ifs.
Was the crowd decent? You'd be hoping that the crowds would be back in time to see some proper Super League action next year.
Yes, yeah, most definitely in the city centre in Cardiff. We have a great following, and it's fantastic now to have this exposure for netball across the whole of Wales. People can come to Cardiff and hopefully, I don't know, maybe some of our games will be streamed.
Fixtures are out already, starting with a game against Mavs. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Benicos Mavericks. They're hopefully going to be sending me some beard oil samples, so I've got to call them the right name. I don't even have a beard as well. It's too early to say at this stage, but nice that you're starting the season with two home games.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're extremely excited. Everyone on the team is raring to go in our pre-season. And, you know, it's really important now that we build from last season. We had a lot of, nearlies, kind of good performances, but now it's time to turn that into results on the board.
And we're starting to see the squad being announced. Obviously, you and Susie are back. Nia, yeah. Georgia, Carla Lee, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha's getting a nice balance ready, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She is. This is kind of a fundamental season for us now. It's extremely important as a Welsh franchise, and the core of our players will indefinitely make up the Wales team going to Commonwealth Games.
Next generation looking good already?
Yes. Yeah, you know, always great to have experience, fresh talent in the team. And it's, you know, massive to have these 18 games now of Super League, highest standard of netball in the UK. So, yeah, this is invaluable experience for us all.
Well, I better let you go because it's skinny letter time. It's calling you pre-training and I don't want to be told up by Chris.